This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Out of Glasgow today, this news on the economics and, more accurately, the business model of fighting climate change. The United States and more than 20 other countries said they would stop financing international fossil fuel projects that put any carbon into the atmosphere by the end of next year and redirect that money into clean energy finance. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
This pledge by the U.S., U.K., Canada, and others is the beginning of the end, says Rachel Kite at Tufts University's Fletcher School.
It's the sort of tip of the spear of the exit of public financing from fossil fuels.
The world has been slowly moving away from coal for a while now.
But this is the first time that a number of key countries have come together to say that their public finance cannot be used for the financing of fossil fuels.
And that instead, they'll put that money into clean energy projects abroad.
This is a very big move.
Jake Schmidt is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Every dollar that we're spending overseas on fossil fuels is a dollar that we could be spending on helping these same countries build the clean energy future that's going to solve the climate crisis.
Today's pledge represents about $18 billion a year in funding. And while it's a step in the right direction for the global energy transition, Philip Benoit at Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy says it won't be nearly enough.
We need to see increased financing for clean energy projects in developing countries.
Because, he says, new solar and wind projects are often more expensive up front than fossil fuel projects. And
developing countries will continue to need electricity and, in fact, will need more electricity to support their poverty alleviation and growth aspirations. At the end of the day, we have a climate imperative, but there is also a development imperative.
And meeting the world's climate goals and development goals, he says, is going to require massive amounts of funding. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.